Hello and welcome to the Interior Design Business. This is Jeff Hayward and I'm here with my co-host Susie Rumbold, Creative Director of Tessuto Interiors and past President of the British Institute of Interior Design, as we take a closer look at House Party, a new place in the London nightclub scene.
Yes, in a world far, far away from your average nightclub, cult rapper Stormzy, with a little help from design dynamo Sally Ann McCoy and her friends at the Cream Group, have just opened the ultimate party place in a seven-storey building in London's Poland Street in Soho. But what is the backstory to the project? What inspired the team to come up with their wildly original theme? And why is it so perfect for right now? Welcome to the Interior Design Business.
So we're joined by interior designer Sally Ann McCoy. Welcome to the show, Sally.
Thank you.
So before we begin, Sally, I wonder if you could just give us a brief introduction to yourself, to your company, and to your expertise in hospitality design.
I started off in residential interior design, moved into commercial interior design about 15 years ago, mainly because it's stretching the horizons and a little bit more challenging. And I've just found myself starting to design nightclubs, and I love it because it just pushes the creative boundaries. So, and that's what brought me to House Party a few years later.
And how did this particular project then come about?
The Cream Group have got Cirque Soir, which is a fantastic nightclub, been going for, I think, I don't know, it's 15 years now. And they occasionally did a pop-up, which was called House Party. And so we would do the whole club to look like a house.
At the Cirque premises?
At the Cirque premises.
Wow.
So nightgoers would just go, and they would just, the whole place had completely transformed into a house with bathrooms, you know, and complete with everything. So that went so well and it was so popular that they decided to find a site and set up House Party.
So I'm guessing then it wasn't Stormzy who came up with the original idea.
No, it was the Cream Group who came up with the original idea. They were always great at coming up with new concepts for nightclubs.
And the theme of House Party is very much about 90s.
Yeah.
So why was that era the one that was chosen?
Well, we had a long discussion about what era was going to be chosen. As you know, 1960s is super fashionable, which makes everything very expensive to install and also to find. So I went through all the eras and we chatted about it and decided that 90s hasn't really been revisited yet. The decor is much easier to get hold of still,
yeah,
although probably more difficult than I had actually first realised.
And not now, because people all over the country, as we speak, are hoovering it up.
But I thought it would be easy to find wallpapers and, you know, all the kind of stuff that we've put in here, because I feel like when I'm searching for things, there's so many things that are so outdated. But as it happens, we have definitely updated ourselves to everything grey in the past 10 to 15 years. So as you can imagine, finding floral and pattern stuff was far more difficult than I had anticipated. And to sort of search the junk shops and go through things and, you know, be able to actually revisit it quite easily. I also, my favorite movie, or one of my favorites, is Home Alone. So although this is not based on an American house or an English house, it's a mix between the two, because we don't have to be too specific. This is a nightclub. And it's like a stage set. So we decided kind of Home Alone mixes with an English 90s house, maybe townhouse. So this is what we came up with, this sort of decor.
And why do you think it's the right time to be launching a place like this in hospitality?
I think in hospitality, it seems to be having quite a tough time since COVID and with certain things that have gone on in the past few years. I feel like nightclubs need to really pull out the stops to make customers come to them. I feel like you have to stand out as a nightclub. You have to have a concept which is interesting, which makes people go to it, which makes people want to go and explore and not just go to your standard nightclub, because there's quite a few of those and people want an experience now. That's why I find there's so many golf experiences and sports experiences and panic rooms and it creeps into hospitality. You know, people want to go out and have a total experience, and I feel like that's what House Party does without even really trying.
In this kind of post-pandemic trend, are we seeing home leaking also into other areas of our lives?
I would say in hospitality, people have realised that when you go out, you want to feel comfortable. embraced, a little bit cuddled. You know, I think a lot of restaurants and hotels now, instead of being sleek and modern, are much more comfortable, much more approachable. And I think even in a nightclub like this, when you're in here, you feel like you're at home, and people want to feel at home, even when they're not.
And I wonder too whether there's a kind of a comfort thing going on. You know, if you go to, you know, a very slick nightclub, you have to be dressed to the nines, yeah. You've got to have the really high heels on, you've got to do the uncomfortable shoes thing, and, you know, be prepared to be photographed, whereas actually you could turn up in a more homely environment, maybe a bit dressed down, and it's a bit cooler somehow.
Well, exactly. Yeah. I mean, there's a fashion in everything. There's a fashion in nightclubs. And whereas we used to get super dressed up and glammed up, and as you say, have these big high heels, most people go out in trainers now, and they want to feel comfortable. They don't overdress. And I think that works with the club as well. Like, we walk in here and you don't feel like you need to wear anything in particular special. You just are at home. So I feel like it's a fashion as with anything, really.
And we're here in the kitchen of House Party, which feels like a kitchen. Mm-hmm. And the sense I get is that if I'm a teenager, I'm looking at it thinking, well, it could be my parents' house, still undecorated from the 90s, but it feels like that. And if I'm sort of slightly older, I could feel, well, it's like the place that I used to have a party in when I was younger, and actually the kitchen was the best place to have a party.
Absolutely. I mean, everyone has a story when they walk in here. Everyone, when they walk into each room, identifies with it in some way or another, which is really funny. I mean, everyone walks into the bathroom and tells me what colour bathroom they had, or their parents had, or their grandparents had, because a certain look of bathrooms was just like, it was just like that. It was all one colour, and it was all the square tiles. And it's incredible that the fashion was so solid. And everyone will walk downstairs into the basement and talk about their experience of that sort of space. So it creates something in everyone, which is actually really fun.
It's really relatable.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get that. So how challenging is it to design nightclubs in today's market?
I would say it's incredibly challenging, just because there's so much competition out there and nightclubs are having a tough time. So I think standing out against the competition is so important. I think they need to have a theme, a story, an experience, or something that sets them apart from other people. Otherwise, you know, there's so much competition. It's really hard for them. So I think the design of a nightclub is so important. It's the most important thing, definitely.
Although this is very groundbreaking, you're clearly ahead of the pack with this one, I would have said. I can't think of anything else in London on offer at the moment that comes close to this.
No, I don't think so. And I think that's the important thing, to be ahead of the pack, to come out with a new concept, something that people haven't done before, and be ahead of the curve all the time.
So the start point was the pop-up. Did a brief kind of evolve naturally then for what you've got here?
Absolutely, yeah. The brief. Sort of evolved as they found a site, and they were like, this is the absolute perfect site because it's on lots of floors. And we just discussed the era, obviously, as I say, and then we just started mood boards, which is what I always do when I start a project, and they just fell into place because it's such a fun idea. And Camilla and I would backwards and forwards our mood boards, and they were exactly the same. It was quite funny. We just had the same concept in our heads. So that was pretty easy to implement, really. Once you've got it in your head, what you're going to do, it's just finding, sourcing the things. So.
And I suppose the house being on five levels kind of lends itself to being a house. So talk us through the key areas in the club, in the house.
So we have the basement, which is has a bar in it. It has obviously an American basement. You would have maybe a car in there, but also sofas and sort of, you'd camp out down there, dart boards and a bit of fun down there. So they kind of camped out.
And you've also got a BMW. Don't forget the BMW.
Yeah, the car in the garage. So that's kind of a fun area where the kids would hang out potentially, and all the tools were kept. And then you go upstairs into the main kitchen, which obviously is where the house party always happens. And then off of the main kitchen is a treehouse, which I always thought was quite fun from Home Alone, where he goes across the zip wire into a treehouse, and I always wondered how that would look inside, and that's exactly what we came up with, how it looks inside. And then you've got the hallway, which looks like a hallway with a fake staircase in it because it doesn't go anywhere. But that was also evocative of Home Alone and how that looked. The lounge, which has got a bar in it, which was very much out of the 1990s. Occasionally people have a bar in their living room.
Yes.
although that's coming back into fashion again now, which is interesting.
This is quite interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. It is interesting, yeah. And then there's a little hidden away games area where you can play computer games, and that's hidden by a shelving unit, which is quite fun. And then
so that's a kind of mystery shelf, isn't it?
That's a mystery shelving unit that you don't know is there.
Door in a bookcase.
And you can sit with your friends and play games, and you can get drinks delivered and pizzas delivered in there. And then the next floor is the parents' bedroom, which is the karaoke room, and that gets a lot of people in there jumping on the beds and doing karaoke with their friends. That's a great fun room. And then the bathrooms, which are completely operational toilets. And then there's the boys' bedroom, which I find just, it's so funny because everyone walks in and goes, oh my God, this looks like my brother's bedroom. Because it's just so authentic. And that's got a webcam.
As you said earlier,
there.
Without the smell.
Without the smell, which we I'm glad we weren't able to reproduce. And then you go upstairs, sort of the kind of the loft area, which goes into an upstairs shed, which would have been off of the garden. And then we have a garden area, which is the roof garden, which is pretty lovely in Soho. It's quite a decent size. We have drinks up there. So
amazing.
And that roof garden, the shed that goes off of it, it's kind of quite surreal as well, because that's just like a little kind of breakout quiet zone.
Yes.
You've got quite a few of those,
yes,
haven't you?
Yes, there's lots of places that you can just go and sit and have your own little private party with your friends, and just, which all have a different feel, which is really fun. So you really feel like you're going through lots of different experiences in one area.
Yeah, and in one evening. You know,
yeah,
go
exactly.
And I
love the way
out.
You've also themed the property with sort of accessories.
Yeah.
Just talk to us about where you sourced all that kind of stuff from.
So I must say eBay, we were very grateful for, because, you know, that's probably one of the main places we went and got our things. Junk shops. There's some things that are actually bought brand new, you wouldn't believe, but you can still buy them. And yeah, I think that's mainly where we got things from. I mean, actually, it's, if you're talking about being sustainable in nightclubs, then this is like the top of the game, because actually we've reused so many things that it's completely sustainable.
And was that quite spontaneous, or did you make a list of all the kind of 90s things that you kind of wanted to include?
Within reason, but of course, like, listing this would be too much work. You've just got to find the right things. You know, there was actually a huge team behind finding the things, and it wasn't just, you know, it wasn't me that found them. I would just send a link and say, this is what we need, get something as close to it, because the procurement of this place was massive, because you can't list every single thing, you know, you just have to come across it and it works, you know. So it was quite a big job, that.
And also, you must have quite a lot of low-cost items, because people probably take stuff when they visit, don't they?
Absolutely, yes, they do. Although things are glued down, people like to take a little momentum home with them, and I feel like there's quite a few things missing. So we are having to constantly restock the place. I will probably be doing the glamorous thing of going to car boot sales. And a few of us will. I mean, you know, there's so many people who say, oh, my grandma's chucking stuff out, or, you know, people that work here or whatever. So there's always a flow of bits and pieces. But I must say, there's lots of things that have disappeared in the past month or so.
Shame. Was there an area you had to leave out that you'd like to have put in, or did you manage to have everything you wanted?
No, I pretty much think we've got everything that we wanted in here. I think on five floors, it's given us a lot of scope to put so much stuff.
I suppose you could have done a teenage girl's bedroom.
We could have done a teenage girl's
that
bedroom.
That could have been fun.
That would have been really fun, actually. However, I think the boy was the more fun one to go for, because there's just so much scope and there was so much tat in there.
And what is it with the fun pieces you've got in the kitchen? There's one in particular I know that is a personal favourite. So
we have a chandelier, which isn't actually a chandelier, it's a rig, and we can swing off it, which
people
sometimes
do.
There's performers in here doing certain things, and yes, which people, well, this is the DJ decks that go on here as well, so we have to be careful about who swings on it and how they swing on it. But yes, it's a rig, so actually
I bet it's popular with.
It's popular with me.
Fantastic! And the food and drink that's served in here, how did that concept work with the house party theme?
Well, the food and drink, obviously, the drink is just your standard any drink, but the food is pizzas, and is delivered by a pizza delivery boy who has the proper pizza delivery boy cap on and all the uniform, but with the house party logo, which actually also looks authentic, because he's walking around the house trying to find people who want their pizza.
Brilliant.
And it's served in the boxes. And
served in the boxes.
And then I heard that the drinks are served in like red plastic cups.
Red plastic cups, yeah.
Yep.
It's all completely authentic. The details that matter, And the Cream Group are really good at doing the details as well.
Fantastic, fantastic. And how about the entertainment that's on offer at the club? How does that fit in with the house party theme?
There's DJs in most of the rooms playing different sorts of music, and there's karaoke in the bedroom, which is a hugely popular area. So a big group will go in there, hire the room out and have their own karaoke party.
And the speakers seem to be quite well concealed. I mean, in here, you wouldn't know there's subwoofers and speakers everywhere, but there are, aren't there?
Yes, they're everywhere. The sound system's amazing. Obviously, the decks and everything is so geared up to be a club. You just hopefully don't notice it too much.
Yeah, no, it's really subtle. So clever.
How big was your team for the project?
Massive, actually. I couldn't tell you how many people, but there's so many people in the background doing so many jobs, organising. You know, obviously organising the logistics of running a club, the procurement, the builders, the team that actually run the whole company, and my team who I have, there's three or four of us basically working on and off all the time. And so it's actually a lot of people that come together to create something like this.
Yeah, no, I can imagine. And from its inception through to the grand opening, which is what, just over a month ago now, 6 weeks, how long did it take to make it real?
Technically, it should have taken about 6 months, but once we opened up all the floors and ceilings and everything, we found that the building wasn't in a great state, so that had to be put back so it was safe. And so that put a delay on it. I would say probably it should have taken about 6 months from concept to the end.
But in the end,
opening.
What took 10?
No, it was more, I think it was 6 to 9 months
right.
In the end.
But I suppose that would have given you an opportunity to kind of hide some of the infrastructure. You were mentioning the speakers and things. So by having to strip back further than you'd originally hoped.
Yeah, it's a shame because I like to finish things. I like to bat on and finish things quickly. And hospitality, which is another reason I love working in hospitality.
It's quick.
It's quick.
Yeah.
There's a deadline and you have to stick to it. Because every day you don't stick to it, you're losing money. So
you've got a hard stop opening
date,
I suppose.
Yes, and with my job, that's why, as I say, I absolutely love it, because you have dates and you stick to them and you don't run over, usually. I mean, obviously with building something like this, you can't avoid it, but usually, yes, it's actually a really quick turnaround.
I mean, it sounds like it was a lot of fun to work on. What was the craziest, strangest thing that happened to you during the whole project?
I mean, the whole thing is crazy and strange when you're creating something like this. You know, the text messages you get in the middle of the night about certain things that you can't find. And then, you know, I found myself up in my mother's loft trying to find certain things. And, you know, it's never dull when you're working in nightclubs. They're never dull people. You know, it's a great team. And obviously, if you're working in nightclubs, you're creatives anyway. So there's always something going on. But yes, I think my favourite part was testing out the rig at the end.
Is there photographic evidence?
There is definitely photographic evidence all over the internet now.
And what is the one piece of advice that you'd give to any designers that might be listening to this who perhaps aspire to design really awe-inspiring hospitality projects?
I think with hospitality, I think it's always good to have a residential basis and to start designing and learning residential, because there's so much to learn to start off with. And hospitality has another huge layer of knowledge that you need with regulations, so many rules and regulations to opening up a hospitality premises. So I feel like get your residential design down to a fine art and feel that you want to move on like I did and be more creative and push the boundaries a little bit, I think.
Amazing. Yes,
well, it's amazing what you've done here. I think it's fabulous.
Yeah,
so thanks.
So much fun. Thank you so much for hosting. It's been fabulous.
Thanks so much.
We do hope you've enjoyed this episode today, and please do get in touch on our social channels at Interior Design Business Pod to share any feedback. This episode is a Wildwood Plus production. Thank you.